The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish, and Ryan Huang with you. Time now for Mind Your Business.
I'm sure a lot of F&B businesses can relate to this. You know, sometimes the reviews come in and the reviews from customers come in and then they are tedious, not very clear, don't really know what the problem is. They might be incomplete, sometimes even fake. So this is a problem that I'm sure lots of you can relate to if you're in F&B. And as customers, I'm sure we can too. Some of us are responsible for those reviews. There was a recent case also where one company basically sabotaged their competitor by posting negative reviews online. I'm sure you might remember the Ishiro versus Mentai case. The improvements that restaurant managers might be working on based on customer feedback on social media might not even be accurate or necessary in the first place.
What we need is a platform, a feedback system that not only ensures clarity and authenticity, but also takes this data and automatically generates suggestions. Let's find out more from Nilendra Jian, who is founder and CEO of NJ Group. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm perfectly fine. What about you guys?
Also perfectly fine because it's a perfect Friday. I like that. Thank you so much for that. All right, let's talk about NJ Group. I mean, before we get into the system and all that, tell us a bit more about this company.
NJ Group is basically, we are in F&B and as well as developing an IT-based solutions to solve the real problems of any service industry. So that's what is NJ Group is called. Is we are in operation since 2009 in Singapore.
No, we were talking all about the F&B issues, right? And I do notice that you deal with a lot of AI and a specific system where there's a cognitive digital avatar. It all sounds really, really fancy. Tell us more about this product. I understand it's called Eagle.
Yes, this product is called Eagle, and this we have developed. And the concept came out with a very basic challenges, right, that most of the F&B are facing today's world, right? And we all understand that what is the importance of the review, because a review reflects our personalities, right? It gives us the idea that it gives us that what exactly we are performing, right? And there is a lot of data, research has been done that review is very important, so we cannot ignore that part as well. So what was happening that while we in a service industry in F&B, and we realized that and a lot of reviews are coming on day-to-day basis. This review, it will not represent exactly, it will not helping us to identify what the problems are. Because it's very subjectivity, right? When we dine in, what it happens is everybody have their own taste, everybody have their own expectations from the service crew. So there is a lot of variables, factors are there. And we, being in F&B industry, we get, when we receive this review, we feel very confused what exactly to be done with this data, right? There is a lot of data that are coming out, but it's not helping us to solve my real problems. And we believe that if the problems are identified correctly, definitely there are solutions to solve the issue. So problem identification was the biggest challenge.
Okay.
And we were having chains of restaurants, we were thinking of it that how to solve it. And then we did have a bit of a copycat here from those who see that, right, that in the Singapore airports that most of the restrooms are today, they have these digital feedback systems by pressing either of the buttons and right, and then the data will be recorded. So we take this as a base and I didn't say that, yeah, but this one will not really solve the problems, right? So we came out with this AI-based solutions that when the guests dine with us before they leave, we will be able to capture their reviews.
Okay.
And then when the intelligence part comes in here as that, they will able to map with these issues with the internal data to identify the real problems.
Okay. Nilendra, help me out here. Let's say I run a small F&B outlet and I'm very interested to get accuracy, everything that you just talked about. How do I implement Eagle to my restaurant?
Oh, it's very simple. Implementation of the Eagle is available on iOS Store and Google Play Store as well. So just download, and we have a team of professionals that they will guide and all those things. So let me give you an example here, right, that how the Eagle works. Actually, that is the most important thing that you should have to understand, that how simplified, how simple this solution is to solve the problems. So what happens that when you finish your dining, and then normally, right, that when we finish our dining, that most of the restaurants, either they will don't take the feedback and then guests leave the stores, and then you will send in any of those digital platforms which is available in the wide types of platforms are available where you will send us your review. Here what is happening that before you leave the store, we will give you a tablet to collect the 3 questions or maximum 4 to 5 questions to collect your experience or to know your experience in the last 1 hour or 45 minutes, whatever the time you spend with us.
Okay.
So it's not, we are talking about is taking your 6 seconds of your time, even if I will say it very accurately, that is less than 6 seconds of your time we will take your to collect this feedback. And based on that feedback, what you are reflecting, it will reflect to the manager systems, the outlet managers, the outlet supervisors, or the outlet crew systems, and they know that how was your experience. Would you have satisfied in the last 45 minutes or 1 hour while you dine with us?
Okay.
And based on this, that before you leave the store, they will talk to you and understand, suddenly I know what exactly you enjoyed today the most, because you are very satisfied with our services, right? Because the compliments, capturing the compliments is the best thing as well, right? Because that's what that normally the guest miss to feedback us, right? Most of the time, that 80% of the time, the complaint feedbacks are more, and only 20% of the time that guests appreciate as well on the current system.
But I also got to put in effort, like I see the feedback, I as a manager or staff, I got to go and talk to the customer.
Exactly.
Sometimes they're a bit lazy, they don't bother, then too bad for them. No point.
No, because when we talk to the customer, the purpose of talking to the customer here is to capture the real issue, right? Because if you don't talk and you say that, hey, my experience was bad, this to a business owner will not give any real information that what went wrong. Is it the food was not right, or the ambience was not right, or the seats were not comfortable, or the is too pricey, or is the quantity so less? So this don't give us anything for a business owner to find what went wrong with the guest, right? Because the guest will say the experience is not good, or I didn't enjoy dining with here, or the food was not great. But when we say food was not great, there is n number of factors related with the food. To identify what went wrong with the food. Is it the pricing was not right? Is it the quantity which is not meeting your expectations? Or is it the taste is not right, right? Once we have these information, because when the managers or the supervisors will speak to the guest, he will really understand, the guest will really mention, right? Because the guest, the intention of the guest is to enjoy their dining experience in the last 1 year, right? They are not coming here to pinpoint your issues. But because this industry is so much driven by a human, so there is always a chances that if something may have went wrong or right, there is a probability of having a mistakes as well, right? So the identifying those things is very critical here. And when he speaks to the guest, he will identify, the guest will say, yeah, I enjoy the food, but I feel that the price, what you are charging is not right for this particular quantity, right? Or the ingredients used. Once we have this data will be investigated internally by the business owners. Hey, this is most of the guests are complaining that there is a price versus the quantity versus the pricing is not in right. Because this data is keep generating in the system, capturing in the system. And then the AI part comes in and say that, hey, 80% of the guests are saying that price and the quantity is not right. It's so simple for a business owner. If I identify this thing, I will either reduce my price or increase my quantity to give a right combination what my maximum guests are expecting.
Right.
So as simple as that, yeah, this is the way to move ahead. There are n number of ways, right? But equipment is a problem. We are not identified that why this particular equipment at particular time there is a challenge. But with the system, will give you an data that every day, 3 a.m. in the or 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the temperature, the electric power surge up, and that's the reason that temperature change, and guys were not able to notice it.
Right. Understood. Yeah. I mean, essentially, the selling point seems to be the efficiency of delivering the feedback, but in the middle, you still need the intervention by a human, and then after that, the system steps in again to give you some recommendations based on the data it has collected. What about in the case of fake reviews, something that we mentioned earlier on in passing, but is this system able to help businesses deal with those?
See, what will happen that how the fake reviews, right? Definitely, we can't control the fake reviews. There is no way to control the fake reviews, right? But what will happen that, as I mentioned earlier, that the guest intention was to come, dine in, enjoy their experience and go back. And if you are fully satisfied with the services we are offering to you, with the products what we are offering to you, there is no way that you will go and write the reviews on the platforms or negatives and all those things. You know that your customers are very happy leaving the store, right? And fake review control is they are not really too much, but yes, there are some. See, the thing is, an out of control is a very difficult by any system to control what exactly is not in our hand.
Nilendra, we're running out of time, so very fast one. Huh? So Eagle tackling F&B sector, what sectors next?
Oh, F&B is the one, hospitality is the one, clinics, specialty clinics, wherever there is an experience, expectations are there by the guest. Those are the sectors Eagle can do very well, right? Where we have a human interface. So these are the next things that all the hospitality industries, specialty clinics are the one that they can use the Eagle as well.
Yeah, actually, clinics makes a lot of sense because, like, right now also, a lot of patients, they're a bit impatient when they go there, a bit rude as well when they go there. You know, the people in the clinics also, they get a bit flustered. It's a tough time. I like this suggestion. Nilendra Jain, who is founder and CEO of NJ Group, on the line with us this morning. Thank you so much for your time. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you for your time as well.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.